Good morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Sure. Is the beak like abnormally overgrown, or is he biting you or something? Is he, or what's it look like? It's okay. Well, that's it. Like usually with the like nail trims, obviously we'll trim them usually without a consultation. If there's something wrong with the beak, we usually like to do a consultation first, Natasha, because like an overgrown beak usually means that there might be, some liver problems or there might be other issues there. So we just want to make sure that if we're trimming it, we're going to get to the root of the problem rather than just sort of treat them symptomatically. So usually the co Yeah. So yeah, unfortunately there's an extra cost with that. It's usually 170 for the consultation. The nail trim is free with the consult, and I think the beak trim is usually $50 or $60 after that. And sometimes, depending on how grumpy they are or how much we have to do, sometimes we have to anesthetize them briefly with gas, and that's about 135 as well. But that's usually what we'll do. Sure. Yeah, so not too bad at all. Yeah. Well, what I would say to you is possibly when he has troubles eating, we should definitely trim it then. So keep an eye on his eating habits. I think when that happens, very good. Yeah, you'll know him because they're usually pretty greedy, hey. So I think what we might try and do is if you can try and save up for the consultation and the beak trim, we do it when he really needs it as well, and then we can just have a look at him at that time as well. But I think if he's still eating, I wouldn't worry about it too much. But I think at some point it will be too much for him if it is really truly overgrowing. But I would just offer him lots of perches and stuff and branches. Well, I think just keep an eye on it. Yeah, flaky. Yeah, it can be a sign of vitamin and liver problems. So, that's usually what we talk to you about is we review everything you do at home and give you an idea about what might be causing it if it's truly like disease. But, yeah, usually we'll look at that at the consultation. But I think if you're still eating okay, Natasha, I would just, yeah, get ready for a visit where we do that sort of stuff. But maybe just try and put some money aside now for that. But we definitely have to do it if he can't eat, we have to do it straight away. For sure. So just keep an eye on that. Yeah, we do nail trim. But if it's not on the consultation, I think it's about $40 or so. So it's free with a consultation. Yeah, sometimes we're really lucky, like we can trim it far back, but yeah, sometimes we just take the tips off, And some of them bleed, but that's usually we'll have a look if he comes in. But yeah, I would just say to you, like, let's just do it all when he needs it, and then it'll be worth it. Well, I would say the consultation, the 170 plus the beak trim would be about, I think it's an extra 60, so probably about 230, I think is what I'd quote you. But I think it's worth it if it's overgrown. We need to get to the root of the problem. Otherwise, you'll be back every month or so for the beak trim, about $60. No, it's not normal, Natasha. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully it wears it down a little bit more, hey. But yeah, all right. We'll talk to you soon if you need us. No worries. Bye. Bye.